Title: Apache. Shop sequence for sunrise set emotion in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're building a super practical DJ tool, an Apache style chopped break sequence that rolls like classic jungle, but feels warm, emotional, and kind of sunrise uplifting. The goal is something you can actually rely on in a set or a production session. Tempo locked, not static, and with a few performance controls so you can open it up, haze it out, or throw quick fills without messing up the groove. We're staying beginner-friendly, and we're using Ableton Live 12 stock devices. The only thing you need is a break sample. Apache-ish is the vibe, but honestly, any crunchy old-school break works. Let's set the foundation first. Step 0. Session setup. Fast and correct. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want a number to start with, pick 168. That's a sweet spot for classic roll. Create one audio track and name it Break Source. Drag your break into that track. Now click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, choose Beats. Set Preserve to Transients. And set the envelope somewhere around 0 to 10%. Low envelope keeps it crisp and punchy, which matters a lot once we start slicing. Now find a clean 1 or 2 bar section, where the groove feels right and the transient hits are clear. This matters more than the exact break you picked. Quick coaching note, if your break feels flammy or like it can't decide where the one is, zoom in and make sure the 1.1.1 marker is exactly on the first kick transient. If the start marker is off, everything you do after this will feel slightly wrong, and you'll end up overprocessing to fix a timing problem. Cool, now we slice it. Step 1. Slice the break into a drum rack, the jungle way. Right-click the audio clip, and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, Slice by Transient, create one slice per transient, and choose the built-in preset that slices to drum rack. Hit OK. Now you've got a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. This is your chop instrument. This is the whole game right here. We're about to play the break like a kit. Step 2. Clean up slices. Beginner move. Huge impact. Open the drum rack so you can see the pads. Click around and find the important hits. A solid kick slice. A solid snare slice. A tight hat or shaker slice. And then one character slice. Something with chatter. A drag. A ghost hit. A little texture that makes the loop feel alive. Before you go wild writing patterns, commit to these money slices. If you build your first clip using only 4 great slices, you finish faster and it sounds intentional instead of random. Now click one of those pads and look at simpler. For the slices you're actually using, add tiny fades to prevent clicks. Fade in around 0 to 2 milliseconds. Fade out around 5 to 20 milliseconds depending on the tail. You're not trying to make it soft, you're trying to make it clean. Also, turn the filter on in simpler. We'll use filtering later for that Dawn Haze control. Even if you don't touch it now, having it ready makes performance mapping easier. Optional but helpful. Rename those pads. Kick becomes K, snare becomes S, hat becomes hat, ghost becomes ghost. It seems small, but it speeds you up a lot when you're arranging. Step 3. Build a 2-bar sunrise jungle pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on your drum rock track. Set your grid to 16th notes. And remember, for DJ tools, we want phrase safe looping. That means bar 1 is stable, bar 2 is where the spicy edits live. You want it to loop cleanly, but still have movement. Let's lay the backbone. Bar 1. Put your kick on 1.1.1, and again on 1.2.1, then snare on 1.2.3 and 1.4.3. That's the classic jungle backbeat anchor. Even if you change everything else later, these anchors keep it readable and mixable. Now hats. Keep them lighter for sunrise. You can do 8th notes if you want it breathing, or 16ths if you want it rolling. If you do 16ths, don't make them all the same velocity, because that's the fastest way to make it sound like a loop from a robot. Now the jungle sauce. Ghost notes. Add a quiet ghost snare at 1.2.2 and 1.3.4. And if you want a bit more push, add an extra low velocity kick around 1.3.3. Optional. And keep it subtle. Bar 2. Keep the snare anchors. Put snares at 2.2.3 and 2.4.3. That continuity is what makes it DJ safe. Now add a little skip. A hat or perk at 2.1.3 and another at 2.3.1. These tiny placements give that old-school syncopation without you having to do complicated editing. Then do a micro fill at the end of bar 2. From 2.4.1 to 2.4.4, place 2 to 4 quick slices. Think of it like a wink at the end of the phrase, not a full drum solo. If your fill is too busy, it becomes hard to mix over. Now, Velocity. This is not optional. This is where Sunrise Emotion actually lives. Set your main snare velocity high, like 110 to 127. Kicks around 95 to 120. Hats around 40 to 75. Ghost notes super low, like 10 to 45. You want dynamics. If everything is loud, the break doesn't roll, it just sits there and shouts. Quick extra trick, if your main snare feels tense or dull, open that snare slice in simpler and try pitching it plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. You're not trying to tune it to the key perfectly, you're just searching for a more flattering tone that feels uplifting with pads and atmospheres. Step 4. Make it groove like old school without losing tightness. Open the groove pool. Pick something mild. Swing 16-55 is a nice subtle one. Or an MPC-style 16 swing if you see it. Apply the groove to your MIDI clip, but keep it gentle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Random around 2 to 6%. Velocity from the groove, maybe 0 to 10%. But don't overdo it because we already shaped velocities on purpose. Goal here is human roll, not late and lazy. D&B still needs to feel locked. Coach note, if you want micro timing without wrecking tightness, don't crank groove settings. Instead, later on, you can duplicate your hat idea onto a separate lane and nudge it by 1 to 3 milliseconds using track delay. Pull some hats slightly late for laid-back warmth, and maybe push one ghost slightly early for urgency. Tiny moves. Milliseconds, not grid lines. Step 5. The Sunrise Emotion Processing Chain. All stock. On the drum rack track, we're going to process in this order. Eck, glue compression, subtle saturation, space, and then a DJ-style filter. First, EQ 8. Add a high-pass filter at 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That's just cleanup. Then, if it feels harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB with a moderate Q. And if it needs a little lift, a small air shelf around 10 to 12 kHz, like plus 1 or 2 dB. If your break is already crispy, you might not need the shelf. Second, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not smash. Keep makeup gain off and level match manually, so you don't confuse louder with better. Third, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Use drive around 1 to 4 dB. Sunrise is subtle. We're going for warmth and a little density. Not destroy transients. Fourth, hybrid reverb. Room or a small hall works great. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hits stay punchy before the tail blooms. And this is important. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so your low end doesn't smear. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it stays smooth, not splashy. If you insert it directly, keep dry slash wet low, like 8 to 15%. Even better is putting reverb on a return, but we'll keep moving and you can upgrade later. Fifth, auto filter for DJ style haze. Set it to a low pass 24 dB. Start with cutoff around 12 to 16 kHz for full brightness, and we'll map it so you can pull it down into that dawn mist zone. Quick gain staging checkpoint. Watch your meters. Before you do anything like limiting on the master, try to have this drum rack track peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS. A lot of harsh Sunrise is really just running the chain too hot. Step 6. Turn it into a performance tool with macros. Select your processing devices and group them. Control G or Command G. Now you've got macros. Let's map the essentials. Macro 1 is Dawn Haze. Map it to auto filter cutoff. Set the range from about 2.5 kHz up to 18 kHz. When you pull it down, it gets foggy and emotional. When you open it, it feels like the sun's finally hitting the tops. Macro 2 is Punch. Map it to glue compressor threshold with a small range, and if you want, map a tiny EQ high shelf adjustment too. This macro is for bringing energy back after you've been filtering and spacing things out. Macro 3 is Tape Warmth. Map saturator drive from 0 to about 5 dB. Macro 4 is Room Size. If hybrid reverb is inserted, map dry slash wet from about 5% to around 18%. If you move reverb to a return later, you'll map the send instead. Macro 5 is micro stutter. Add beat repeat at the end of the chain. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance to 0% so it's manual, and set gate somewhere between 1/16 and 1/8. Now map chance from 0 up to about 35%. That gives you a controlled stutter you can tap in at transitions. Extra DJ tip. If you're building multiple chop clips in session view, turn on legato for clip launching. That way when you swap from clip A to clip B, It keeps the phrase position instead of restarting. This is huge for sunrise flow, because you can change the rhythm without interrupting the forward motion. Step 7. Arrange a sunrise energy curve so it feels like a real tool, not just a loop. Go into arrangement view and build a simple 64 bar structure. Bars 1 through 17. Filtered and roomy. Pull dawn haze down to around 4 to 6 kHz. Increase room size a bit. Keep tape warm flow. This is your intro mist. Bars 17 through 33. Bring clarity and groove. Open the filter gradually. Reduce room slightly. If you want more movement, introduce a couple extra ghost notes or hats here, but keep it tasteful. Bars 33 through 49. Peak roll. Filter fully open. Nudge punch up a touch. Add occasional beat repeat hits at phrase ends, like every 8 or 16 bars. Don't do it every bar or it stops being special. Bars 49 through 65. Exit and mix out. Filter down again. Reverb up slightly and simplify. You can even remove a couple kick notes, or drop the low lane if you do the variation I'm about to mention. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If warp alignment is off, your slices won't groove. Fix the start marker first. Too much reverb is the quickest way to make jungle breaks messy. Always cut lows out of the reverb. Overswinging makes D&B feel late and weak. Keep groove subtle. Flat velocity kills the roll. Ghost notes must be quiet, and saturating too hard turns sunrise warmth into crunchy distortion. Save the brutality for heavier moments. Now, if you want one easy upgrade that gives you massive control, here it is. Split the break into frequency lanes.